Weiter in Shas. We are in Sanhedrin of Nun Dalet. Picking up at the very top of the page, very top line, top of our first word. Now, I want to back it up a little bit just to Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, to the Mishnah, just to give us back into the flow of what's going on. We spoke about 18 things that a person could get skila for in the Mishnah. And one of them is that if a person has a relationship with his own mother, and let's say that mother happens to be his father's wife. So there's a machlokes between the Tanakhama, aka the Rabbanon, and Rabbi Huda of what happens. The Mishnah says, Abal aim, chayev alei mishum av, umishum eshes av. You're chayev now that you're not allowed to be with your mother, that's one iser, and eshes av. So you have two things. Rabbi Huda says, Enu chayev ela mishum ha'im belvad. No, only because of the mother. That's it. You know, you're not chayev for both of them, only because of aim. And that's what we were discussing up until now, Rabbi Huda's shita. So now the Gemara goes and says, we had left off that Rava explained Rabbi Yehuda, learning it out from the words, the words in the pasuk is that she is your mother. That is, imcha, do not... It's an extra word there. It says, erva of your father, erva of your mother, don't be a megale. She's your mother. And learn that from there that that's the only one that you're going to be chayav for. So that's the Gemara Tanya, come say to Rava, ish, because the pasuk says ish. Now listen, it's important to get this again because we didn't really speak it out yesterday, I'll speak it out now. There's two different psukim. One is ervas avicha, the ervas imcha, lo segale. The nakedness of your father, the nakedness of your mother, you shall not uncover. Imchi, she's your mother. And that's this extra words there. Lo segale ervas, don't uncover her nakedness. Now I have another pasuk, which found in Tuparkam later. V'isha sheyishkav es eshes aviv, a man who lies with his father's wife. Ervas aviv gila, this, he has uncovered his father's nakedness. Mos yumsu shteim tamei bam. He should be put to death, the blood is upon him. Important to keep that in mind now as we go through this. We said the following. Tiny cover say the Rava. We have a braisa which supports Rava. Rashi's Batoris Kohanim. The Stam Sifra, Rabbi Yehuda. Stam Sifra is Rabbi Yehuda. You saw this in Rashi in Megillah, I think on Daf Gimel. The erva savicha Rabbi Yehuda, zu eisha savicha. The erva of Yehuda means your father's wife. This like gezeres shava. Now we have a gezeres shava between these two psukim we just read. Lamelef minei to learn out onesh leimo she'eno eishes aviv va'aiser leimcha hi lahay drasha. The teacher's drasha. Tanik says Rava ish prat lekatan. It's excluding a katan. He's not going to be punished for being involved with this. Asher yishkaf is eishes aviv, who will lie with his father's wife. Mashma bein eishes aviv she imo bein eishes aviv shelo imo. It's mashma. This is whether it's the wife of the father that is his mother or not. Emo she'ena eishes aviv minayin. How do we know that if it's his mother, she'ena eishes aviv, it's not his father's wife? Where do we know that he's going to be? He's going to be chayev. Tam lomer ervas aviv gila. He's uncovered his father's nakedness. Mufna, that is extra, those words. Lahakish v'lodin mimen gzeir shava. To now, expound the gzeir shava. Mos yumsu biskila, that both of them are going to be put to death by stoning. Atomer biskila, in elabachas b'kol misa b'tar. Do you say skila? Maybe any other type of misa that's given. Nemer kan demei bum. We have the word demei bum over here by someone who's with his father's wife. Nemer ba'orvi ovi adoni demei bum. We have these two types of witchcraft with ovi adoni, dead bodies, the same idea of demei bum. Alaholim biskila, and just like that, second biskila. Afkam biskila here too. This is going to be skila as well. Now, onesh shamanu. So we know, like with onishes, Azara minayin. Where is there a azara? We know that whenever there's going to be something you're going to be punished for, there have to be two pasukim. One pasuk is warning, and one pasuk is the punishment. So we here see the punishment of the actual punishment. Where's the warning? Tamid lomer ervas avicha lo segale. Torah says that the nakedness of your father you shall not uncover. Ervas avicha zu eshes avicha. That's talking about the wife of your father. Who says it means your wife, your father? Maybe ervas avicha means literally the nakedness of your father, that you're not allowed to have tashmis with your tate. Nemar kan ervas avicha lo segala, v'nemar l'holen ervas aviv gila, v'l'holen de'ishos akosam adavit, just like there, it's talking about the wife. Afkam ishos adavit, it's talking about the wife also. Mashma bein ishos aviv she'imo, bein ishos aviv she'enimimo, it's mashma. Whether this sister applies, whether it's your mother or not, as long as it's ishos aviv. Your mother, that's not your father's wife. Tamar lomer ervas imcha lo segale. Don't reveal the nakedness of your mother. Ain li alabas hara sheasa kasav imo sheina ishes aviv ki imo she ishes aviv. Phew. I only know the azhara that makes the mother who's not his father's wife equal to the mother who is his father's wife. Onish minayin. Where do we see the onish, actual punishment for this of being with a mother who's not his father's wife? Nemar kan ervas avicha l'segala. It says over here, the nakedness of your father you shall not uncover. V'nemar lahalan ervas aviv gila. And it says by the punishment that he uncovered his father's nakedness. Ma ba'azhara asah kasav imo she'enu eishes aviv ki'imo she'hi eishes aviv. Just like by the azhara, by the warning, the Torah said that his mother was not his father's wife, equal to the mother is his father's wife. Af pa'onesh asah kasav imo she'enu eishes aviv ki'imo she'hi eishes aviv. So too, in reference to the punishment, the pasuk means his mother is not his father's wife, equal to the one of his father's wife. And Brisa ends up by saying, imcha hi, she is your mother. What's that teaching? Mishum Imo tamachayv uviyah tamachayv b'shem eishasav. You're only chayv for imo, but not eishasav. Okay. All this seems to be working in the world of Rabbi Yehuda. But what about the chachamim who say that if somebody's with his mother, who's his father's wife, that he's going to be chayv not only for being with the mother, but also over the isser, another one of being with the father's wife. Rabbanan. How do they explain erva savicha? Lo segala. How do they explain that? They explain it to mean sodomy, not being with your father. Hi, Miva Ez Zachar Nafka. It says, hold on a second, but that's something from another pasuk of Mishkav Zachar, right? That it says, Ves Zachar lo sishkav mishkave isha to'evahi. You can't be with a man. So we have that over there. So what do you do with Erva Savicha? And for the Gemara, L'chayv Elav Shtayim. Yeah, they're both there. So M'chayv you too, Isserim. Ukid Rav Yehuda. And this works with Rabbi Yehuda. Damar Rabbi Yehuda, Nachri Abal Aviv Chayev Shtayim. If a Nachri, so I'll explain what that means in a minute, who has Tashrus with his father, he's going to be Chayev too. Habal Achi Aviv Chayev Shtayim. Someone who's Tashrus with his father's brother is going to be Chayev two separate Isurim. Rashi explains Chayev Shtayim, Mi Ve'es Zachar Ve'Evra Savicha. Al Achi Aviv Mi Ve'es Zachar. The erva sachi avicha l'segala, the mashmalei mamish is erva. To be with the erva of your uncle. Amar Rava mistabem milsad Rav Yehuda b'Yisrael b'shogeg b'karban. It makes sense to say that this is Rav Yehuda's talking about here. It's talking about a yid. Not a nachri doesn't mean a guy. It's talking about a yid who does something b'shogeg. It's talking about his karban. To say that if a yid b'shogeg is involved with tashmish with his father, then it's going to be chayev two things. So Rashi says the kivin the ikesh they lavin cholak chatos by neim. It's two lavin, so therefore there's a chatos for each one. Alfagav de kares achasi the nafkalum esachas makas by elian alokin bereishay the darshinan achoso yusera lechalik kares lemiftam visach the chsev bei shnei lavin v'kares achas v'adin lechol shnei lavin v'kares achas. It's going to be chayv over here. So why does he use the lashon nachri? V'hai dekamri nachri lishna me'al yehu. This is like a euphemism over here because a yid doesn't behave like such a thing. Says Rashi, Mosif Rashi from Pesachim, Misalainu, shemitzvah v'derech nakiya das l'saper b'lashon nakiya. It's lashon nakiya. Disa k'derech nachri ma'am, so that's really a nachri. Dino mai nihu kitala. What's going to be the din for such a thing? He's involved in such an act of mishkav zachar. He's going to be killed. He gets killed. Says Rashi, "Vafil shogeg dekamer lekaman nuzayin b'hai pirka asar shelahem zuhi misasim." The asar is their misa. Betray ketali ketaltele. What are you going to do? Going to kill him twice? So Yehuda clearly wouldn't be talking about a double whammy over there. Therefore, he's going to be talking about yidden. It means two chatos. They bring tanya bechiv v'braiso. It's back. Set up habal aviv chayiv shtayim. Habal achi aviv chayiv shtayim. Some explain the local Rabbi Yehuda, the local Rabbi Yehuda. Some say a field time Rabbi Yehuda, even say it is Rabbi Yehuda. Who might still be kavachomer me'achi aviv, and he learns that kavachomer this double punishment from that of achi aviv, his father's brother, his uncle. Uma achi aviv de kurva de aviv who
chayev shayim. If by your uncle, who's a relative of your father, you're going to be chayev too. Aviv lo kosher kein, your father, is that obviously you're going to be chayev for two as well. Bekamifti b'pukta d'abayi v'rava. This is a machlokas in the world of Abayi and Rava. Rashi says ba'onchin min adin be'elohina nisrafim. This is coming up later on. Daf ayin vav. One says of the opinion of like Abaye that he can punish based off a kal v'chomer, since the Torah says that a person's going to be chayev too when he's with his uncle, so far we can say too with his father. Marsaver ain't shemin adin. The other one says nope, you don't. And it was like Rava, not shemin adin. Therefore, if the Torah says a specific iser against Mishkav Zachar, only reference to the uncle, we can't extend that to kal v'chomer to the father. The Rabbanan and the Rabbis. Asar leishis aviv minalan. Where do we find a warning about one's father's wife? Nafgalu me ervas eishis avicha lo segala. They learned it out from the pasuk. It says the erva of eishis avicha, of your wife's father's wife, lo segala, don't uncover. Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, who learned out the iser of having tashmish with one's father's wife from the pasuk before, what's he learning out from this pasuk? For another thing, a warning for your father's wife after the father already died. Even after the father dies, still, his wife is going to be usher to that person, to the son. Rabbanan, what about Rabbanan who uses pasuk again for the iser not to be with the father's wife? How do they learn that after Misa? Hahu misefa dekor nafka. He learned from the end of the pasuk. Erva savicha he, that it says, it is your father's nakedness, right? It's extra over there. It's not needed. Therefore, they use it to teach that. For Rabbi Huda already learned out this iser to be with when the father's right after the death. What's he going to do with it? Ha'umi bay, what is he going to do with these words? At the end of the pasuk, erva savicha, the extra words. Ha'umi bay lei mishum eishes av, etamachayv avi, etamachayv mishum eishes ish. And that is that you're going to be chayev. It's teaching that the son is going to be chayev for being with the wife of his father, but he's not going to be chayev for the iser of eishes ish. Says Rashi, dekevin the mechayev alei reisha dekra, mishum eishes av, mashman nami eishes ish, v'asa hi, Vakve, and this is taking out of it. In fact, the Gemara, Anon Tanan Abal Eishes Av Chayev Alei Mishum Eishes Av Mishum Eishes Ish, and the Mishnah says you're chayev for both of them. It's not the mother that you're chayev for Eishes Av and Eishes Ish. Bein b'chayev b'chayev aviv bein la'achem Eishes Aviv. For lo pagu b'dim, he doesn't actually argue on that. So it must be agrees you're chayev over there. Amar Bai Polig b'Braisa. It says Rabbi Yehuda is, although he is not arguing there in the Mishnah, he is arguing with the Braisa, and the Braisa argues. For Rabbanan, Onish Deishis Aviv L'Achem Misa Minalu. Where does the Rabbanan learn out this punishment of being with someone's father's wife after the death? Right, we got the concept of the Azhara, we know the punishment. Bishlam Yehuda Maisi Lav Gzir Shava. He learns out of Gzir Shava. Right? And the Rabbanan Minalu. Where did the Rabbanan learn that from? And for the Gemara, Amri Lach, they could say, Ahu Ervas Aviv Gila. That extra wording over there with the punishment, since he's uncovered his father's nakedness. The Mapik La Rabbi Huda Gezer Shabbat, Jubi Yusuf Gezer Shabbat, Mapik La Inu, Laonish Deishas Aviv Lacher Misa, Yusuf Reishas Aviv after Misa. Viraban, an Onish Imo Sheino Eishas Aviv Minala. Where do they learn that the punishment for being with his mother who's not his father's wife, straight up his mother? Amar Shisha Bredu Avidi, Amar Kra Imchei. So straight up, she's your mother. I saw a kasuf li'imo she'enu eishes aviv, ki'imo she'eishes aviv. The pasuk made the mother who is not his father's wife like the one that is his father's wife. Zok, the next part of the Mishnah, the last part until we get to the next Mishnah. Abal Kala. So someone's with his daughter-in-law is going to be chayiv for being with his daughter-in-law and for znus. Why not also be chayev for being his son's wife? Says Rashi. So shnei lavim v'shnei shemel saying, "Ervas kala sechalas l'tagala." You're not allowed to be with your daughter-in-law. That's one straight up one. Eishes bincha he lo segala ervasa. Rather, it says eishes bincha. So why are you chayev for that one as well? Pasuk started off by the iser being with one's daughter-in-law. And then ended off by speaking about the iser to be with one's son's wife. Zuhi kalaso, zuhi eshipino. The issur against being with one's daughter-in-law and the issur against being with one's son's wife are the same issur. Right? One is, there's only one issur that's going to be coming out, not two.
Zok the next Halakha Mishnah. Habala Zachor, Mishkav Zachor, someone who has tashrish with a man. Valabem or an animal, Vaisham of Yasam, Biskila, or a woman that brings animal upon herself. Biskila goes with Skila. Now, Im Adam Chata, Behema Mechata. Hold on a second. So the animal, I mean, if the person did an avera, all right, fine, the person did something wrong. But what did the animal do? They were just involved with that animal. Because of the fact that the takala, something, a downfall of a person came through it, therefore the pasuk says to stone it. Davracha shlotei behima overes b'shuk. It shouldn't be people that the animals walking the shuk. V'yomer zu he sheniska ploni al yada. That the people shouldn't be, you know, shouldn't walk out and say, oh, that's the animal that because of it, this person ended up getting skila. Frek the Hilige Hilige Gemara. Zachar minolan. How do we know that this is stoning? The Tanur Rabbanan Ish. The Pasuk says the first Pasuk is Veisha Sheishkav is Zachar, Mishkav Veisha, To'eva Asu, Shnei Mosumasu, Demeim Bam. Ish Prat Lekatan. Right? If it's a Katan, he's not involved. Doesn't get this punishment. Asher Yishkav is Zachar, who's with another man. Being Gadol Ben Katan, this is talking about the one who is doing it, whether it's a. Yeah, the person involved with the gadol or katan mishkav isha, a type of relationship that it would be with a woman, lying with a woman, either kedarka shelo kedarka. Amar Rabbi Yishmael, Rashi says mishkav isha, shnei mishkav isha, shavin zeh lezeh lechayev b'chol eres kedarka shelo kedarka. Amar Rabbi Yishmael, harei zeh ba lelamed v'limit shalamed. He came to teach us something, ended up we learned something from it. Says Rashi was in Venim Salamid, Lemishkav Zacha, Lo Itzach Kra, the Pshitalan, the Kol Mishkav Zacha, Shalokadaku. Obviously, it's Shalokadaku, it's Mishkav Zacha. Elahai Mishkave, Lashmain and Asa is coming to teach us the Habal Isha, Bin Kadaka, Bin Shalokadaka Chayiv. Person attached with a woman, whether it's Kadaka or Shalokadaka, they're going to be Chayiv, even Lo Kadaka. Most yumasu biskila, the guy through skila, atom biskila, or you know, elamikol, beachad mikol miso, somewhere so tar, maybe another one of them. Namakan, demeyan bum, fenemer, but over yudoni, demeyan bum, it says with demeyan bum, the blood is upon them, and it says by over yudoni. Again, this type of kishuf, it says the same words over there. And therefore we say, just like ma'la holland biskila, just like that's by skila, afkan biskila here too, is going to be with skila as well. Beep, turn the page. Nun dalid amud beis. Says the Gemara, Onesh Shamanu. Okay, we hear about the Onesh. So, Sar Minayim, where do we have a warning about this? Talmud Lomer, Ve'es Zachar Lo Tishkav Mishkav Isha Toeva Hi. Like it says straight up, you shall not be with a male the way of a woman. It is a Toeva. Lamadu Azhar Lo Shochev. So, the Torah says that we learned Azhar, a warning about one who's a Shochev. Azhar Lo Nishkav Minayim. What about the person who has it done to themselves? That happens to them, not the one who's giving, but the one receiving. Talmud Lomer, Liya Kadosh B'Bnei Yisrael. Pasuk says there shall not be a kaddish amongst Israel. V'omer, and it also says v'gam kaddish haya ba'aretz asub kichol hato avos hagayim asher horish. And there was also a kaddish in the land. They did according to all the abominations of the nations that Hashem had knocked out. A pasuk in Malachim. So the kaddish is talking about like a kadesha is a prostitute, like a zona. So kaddish is doing the type of things. Rashi says hay nami mito avoseim. Yeah, so Divrei Rabbi Shmuel is like Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva Omer. Right? So what comes out from this idea is both of them, we learn that from we learn that the Azhara of there shall not be a Kaddish includes someone who gets Mishkav Zachar happening to them. The Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Eino Tzarech. Now you don't have to bring the pasuk because Rabbi Omer, the Azachar lo tishkaf mishkevei isha, karibe lo tishachev. Right, you can read the word as lo tishachev. It's written as lo tishka, but it could be written as lo tishachev. So it means either way. So karibe lo tishachev.
What about behema? Behema minala. How do we know someone who's with an animal is going to get stoned? The Tana Rabbanan, ish, the pasuk says, a man. Right? Because everything says, va'isha she'itin shechavto behema, mos yumas ve'esa behema, tarogu. A man who is with an animal is put to death, and the animal also should be killed. So, ish prat lekatan. Asha yitin shechavto behema, behem gedola, behem katana, with the animals of gedola katan. Mos yumas beskila. Atom beskila, ina ala betachas bekola misis emers betara. Never kan tarogu, v'nemer holen, ki tarog taraganu. Right, someone who is a mesis, someone who causes other people to do avodah zara. Rashi is b'mesis. The chesiv is sakalto ba'avanim. Alahala and beskila avkan beskila. So too here beskila. So the Gemara. B'manu ones leshochev. Ones sheniskav minal. Wait a minute, the neshkav. Tamalomer kuch shechev in behema mos yumas im eno inyan leshochev. The pasuk doesn't make sense to a man that then teneu inyan leneshkav. It must be talking about someone who has it done to them. Why is it not anything for a man? Because the pasuk says, "Kol shochev in behema mos yumas." This punishment is already said in a different pasuk. Right? We have another pasuk which tells us, "Kol shochev in behema mos yumas." I'm sorry, that's this pasuk. We have another pasuk which tells us that "V'isha sheyitin shchato b'mehema mos yumas v'esemehema tarogu." So therefore, it must be coming for something else, and that is l'nishkav. Says Gemara, "Lamana onish bein l'shochir bein l'nishkav." Asar minayin? How do we know asar? Tamad lomar u'b'chol behema lo sitin shchato l'tamabah. Lamana asar l'shochiv l'nishkav minayin? Tamad lomar lo yel kadosh b'nei Yisrael ve'omer v'gam kadosh haya ba'aretz. They did all the types of Toivos. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael, second group of Yishmael. Rabbi Kiva Omer, ain't no tzarech. No, you have to learn that because Rabbi Omer, lo sitin shchavticha, lo sitin shchivasecha. Right? Another play on words of how you can read the pasuk. And therefore, just like don't lo sitin shchavticha, that's committing the act, so you can't have it done to you. Habala zachar behavior love zachar. If someone goes and he has tashmish with a person, and they also bring someone upon him, upon himself, he's a giver and a receiver. Rashi says behelamachas, talking about one time period of not being aware of what he's doing. Then I'm Rabbi Avo, the Rabbi Yishmael chayiv time. He's going to say going to be chayiv two chatos. The chada mi lo tishka, the chada mi lo yele kadosh. The Rabbi Kiva inu chayiv lachas only chayiv one. Lo tishkav, lo tishakiv chadi. It's all from one pasuk. Habala behema, vehebi behema, alav, amravo, liver, bishmal, chayiv shtayim, again, one helam. Chadam, milo sitin shchavtacha, vechadam, milo yekadish, two different sukkim, vehebi rekiva, enu chayiv alachav, zene chayiv one, kishchavtacha, ushchivatzcha chadi. This is all considered, this is all one teaching, one pasuk. Habaya, amar, feel the divir, bishmal, nami, enu chayiv alachav, zene chayiv alachav, zene chayiv only gonna be chayiv one chatas, deiksiv lo, right, by the animal case, deiksiv lo ye kadesh, for when it wrote, and there shouldn't be a kadesh, be gaviksiv, that's actually talking about a gav, but a person, and not between animals. In fact, the Gemara, el Rishmal, as har linskav minale, so then, if that's the case, where does Rishmal learn out the warning for a person who is a receiver from animals? And for the Gemara, nafkale mi kol shochivim behema mos yumas. Now, this was already spoken about in another pasuk. Like we said, we have another pasuk which says it. So tenei inyan l'mishkav, nishkav must be the nishkav. Na'afkir achman l'nishkav aloshen shochev. But the pasuk decided to go and speak out the one who gets it done to him, to the one who actually is the actor, the receiver to the giver. And you learn that one to the next. Ma shochev anash v'hizir, af nishkav anash v'hizir. Right, both of them were warned, or punished and warned. Hanir belazachav, hanir belebeima. Let's see if someone receives from a man and from an animal, also in Helam Echad, how many chatos does he bring? Amar Vavo, the Rebbe Kiva, chayiv shtayim is chayiv two. Chadami lo tishkav, chadami lo tzitzen shchavtcha, the two from Sukkim, the Rebbe Shmal, and the chayiv alach is only chayiv one. Idi v'idi lo yekadishu. They're both learned out from Lo Yekadosh. Abaye Amar, I feel the Rebbe Yishmael Nami Chayiv time. Because Yishmael Chayiv time as well. The Siv Kol Shechiv Mehem Mosi Mas Imin Inyan LeShochiv Teneu Inyan LeNishkav. Avke Rachmano LeNishkav Baloshen Shochiv. To teach you what? Ma Shochiv Anash Vizir Af Nishkav Anash Vizir Avala Bala Zachar Vehevi Zachar Alav Habala Behema Vehevi Behema Alav. If someone is a giver to a man and he receives as well, and he gives to an animal and he receives, and all of that is one thing. Rabbi Shmuel chayiv shalosh, going to be chayiv three chatos. Rabbi Akiva chayiv shtayim, we're going to be chayiv only two, because there's one pasuk that's doubled up for each of them, so it comes out to be two over there. Tanu Rabbanan, zchor lo asubo. Zachar lo asubo katan kigadol. When we're dealing with Mishkav Zachar, there, lo asubo katan kigadol. We didn't make a katan like a gadol. It means a very young kid involved with this, not the same as an old kid. But behema asubo katana kigadola. We made a young one like a gadol. The rest is l'chaya v'saroveya. Yeah, even if the animal, the baby animal, still you're going to be chayiv. My lo asubo katan gadol. What does it mean when it says that they don't make by a boy who gets mishkav zachard? A Torah didn't make him a young one like an older one. The difference between a boy that's less than nine, it's not really bia, like the din of one who's older than nine. They're not the same din, says Rashi. In ba pachos ibn tisha pater. The commandment the first time is going to explain why. Ushmuel amar lo sobias pachos ibn shaloshanim kiben shaloshanim. They don't make less than 3 years old. Than that, like of 3 years old. And again, we're talking about a boy over here. But my kamifka, what exactly is a machlokas? Rav Safar called the isay b'shochav v'chus of nishkaf. Rav says that whoever is in the category of those who can commit this act is the category of those who can receive it. Chod alesav b'shochav alesav nishkaf, and who's not can't receive it either. And less than Teshan is not considered bar, is not a sailor, Roy Libya. Shmuel Sever Mishkeve Isha Ksev. It says Loshan Mishkeve Isha, and then we know Roy Libya for that is three. Rashi says Bezachar V'Isha Bas Gimel Shanim U'Y Libya, U'Mechayev Shochev Misa, U'Vezachar Nishkov Nami, Lo Shna. Tanya Kovacid Rav, Rashi supports Rav, Zachar Ben Tisha Shanim V'Yom Echad, right? It says straight up that the boy has to be 9 and 1 day. Beep. Turn the page. Nun hey amud aleph. Ha ba al ha behema bin kedaka bin shalok kedaka. Someone's on the animal. What the kedaka looks like. Veisha mevia as a behema aleha bin kedaka bin shalok kedaka chayev. We're gonna be chayev. Darash of Nachum by Rav Chista. Beisha shnei mishkavos. In reference to a woman who allows herself to be bestialized, right, with an animal. There's two ways of being of this coming about. Either kedarka or shalok kedarka, behema mishkavechad. But in reference to an animal, there's only one way, and that is kedarka. Rashi explains the ha loksiv ba mishkavi, but there it doesn't have the lushan of mishkave in the plural. Therefore, with doing two in animals, only the kedarka. Maskifla, repapa, adirabba. Just the opposite. Isha da orchahi. By a woman, it's normal to do like that. A mishkav mechayev. So we say regular is going to be chayev. Amida machrina lo mechayev. It's a normal thing to have with a woman. So over her, by her, a mishkav mechayev. It's only if she's with an animal in the normal way. But if there's a different way with the animal, meaning shalokadaka, there's no chiyav. But behema delavarchi, by an animal, it's not normal to have tashmish. L'chayav Allah, I'll call nekev a nekev. Therefore, there should be a chiyav, no matter what the nekev is, whatever the hole is, therefore, there should be chayav on both. Tanya, so we say in the braisa, zachar b'deisha shanam yom echad, haba ala behema, bein kedaka, bein shalokadaka, zachar 9 in a day, it goes, kedaka, zachadaka, v'aisha mevia, sabahema aleh, bein kedaka, bein shalokadaka, chayev, you're going to be chayev. This price is straight up that with an animal or with a woman, it's going to be whether it was done in kedaka or shalokadaka, which goes against Nachum Yitzchak, who said that only is kedaka is going to be worked by this man and the animal, and it goes against Rav Papa, right, who said that the only kedaka is considered a problem when it comes with the woman. Now, Amar Lay, we are going to stop over here. We'll continue with this guide really next time. Until then, my friends, I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.